This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Get a 149.com with code MMA149. TiVo, get $50 off a Romeo DVR with code MMA. Venso, get 15% off your order with code MMA Nuts. Woo! Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 221.
221!
My name's Inga Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. My MMA fans, for my fans, we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes!
What's going on? I'm a brother from another mother.
Well, I have to say that this weather is bullshit.
Oh, come on.
What?
Don't you like to open your mouth and have 50 cent size pieces of snow fall right
in? No, this blows. It's cold, it's snowy, and it's not even Thanksgiving yet. This should not be happening.
This is awesome, Inga. This is the best weather ever.
It worries me. It means that February, we're all going to die.
Probably.
It's in the 20s in November. That's not a good sign.
It's all good. It's such a mild summer. Let's have a very harsh and abrasive winter.
No, because last year I had literally ice forming inside my home.
Hey, you did. Like, what was that about?
Remember
did you fix that?
No. It just kind of went away. I ran a fan on it, and it seemed to like dry it up, but it was just like, I'm worried my foundation will crack and it will split and monsters will come out.
The devil will come up.
Yes. The devil doesn't like cold, though, does he? Maybe he does. Maybe we got it wrong. Maybe it's not even hot down there. It's freezing.
You know, could be. Could be the exact opposite.
Correct.
We'll be down for
that. What's going on with you?
It's maintaining.
TRT dosage is
maintaining
level.
Yeah.
Things are good.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get a blood test on the 25th or 26th.
Okay.
So I should know where my current levels will be.
Excellent.
We'll be good.
Okay.
It's all good. Feel very mellow now.
That's good.
I feel like I was a little too amped up the first time they started dosing me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my mood is a little jacked up right now. My Vitor Belfort levels. We need to take me down a couple notches.
Yeah. A little aggro?
A little bit.
Okay.
Now more mellow. More good.
Mellow's good. I'm all of a sudden feeling very itchy. Is my eye really big or something? I feel like it's growing.
Right. What'd you ingest?
I feel like an allergic reaction to something.
Do you have your pen? I swear to God, I will stab you. Pulp Fiction style.
That's already happened. It doesn't go in the heart. It goes in the leg. That's already happened to me before.
Just be happy I'm going to stab you with something.
Oh, great. Thank you.
It will save your life, okay. But I may break all your ribs.
Great. It's a different kind of EpiPen.
Don't sue me. It'll all work out.
The kind that I have, the needle's only like this big. It's not going
to I have to really go for it. Broke.
It's not going
to
go.
I have to go for broke. Got it. Done.
It won't go into the heart.
Done.
Oh, you're crazy.
It'll save your life.
Maybe. Do you have any news for us?
I don't know. Maybe.
You want to talk about some news?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Did you hear this nonsense about Miesha Tate talking about wanting to drop down to 125 to fight Felice Herrig because she finds her annoying?
I will become the biggest Miesha Tate fan in the world if that happens. I agree with her 100,000%.
Not just a coincidence.
There is nobody more annoying to me than Felice Herrig. And I'm not even like...
She hasn't even fought in UFC yet.
Literally, I unfollowed her on everything because I just can't take it anymore. I didn't watch The Ultimate Fighter this season because I just couldn't take it. I was like, I'm done. No, thank you.
Yeah. Why? She likes money.
Well, that's fine, but it just seems like very convoluted. It's not the right word. Fake, maybe is the right word.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Fine. It's all good.
Yeah, it like seems like you're trying to do too much at times, right?
Yeah.
There's a level of doing something, and there's a level of doing too much.
Yes.
It seems like she's reaching the doing too much and losing everybody's interest.
Pretty much. It's annoying.
But, I mean, that's... she's polarizing then, right?
Yes.
So now you hate her, and you want to see her lose, so...
Sure.
And she's doing something right.
Hate is a strong word, Matt.
It is.
I dislike her personality that I know of on social media.
So you're saying you strongly dislike now? You're
correct.
Rescinding your hate invitation?
And her manager can suck a dick. Thank you.
This is what it is.
Yes.
He likes money.
I won't name names.
They like money, Ingo.
They all do.
They like money.
Cunties.
I'll get out of this before you dig it.
Thank you.
So some new fight announcements coming.
Okay.
We have Frank Mir versus Bigfoot Silva.
Oh, yeah. I was just reading about Frank.
Weird. I thought Frank was going to retire, but...
Well, he was plagued by injuries, and...
I think it sounds like he was tired of training hurt all the time. Mm-hmm. And it was like the running joke, you know? So what's Frank going to do today? Well, whatever Frank can actually do, you know?
Frank's going to see if he can get out of bed right now.
So, I mean, good for him. He was on the TRT and now he's not. It sounds right.
Another one, yes.
So, you know, I think if he's healthy, he's still one of the most dangerous guys at heavyweight if he comes out with the right game plan.
If he could get the fight to the ground.
Right.
It's standing.
Not so much.
Yeah. And then Bigfoot Silva, I thought he had another surgery for, I don't know if it was another tumor-related one.
Gigantism?
Yeah.
He had a third testicle removed?
Because of his growing. Lactating breastises.
So nice.
Another guy who can't use his TRT exemption. So.
Oh, please. Yeah.
He actually needed it. And then we have Dan Henderson versus Gegard Mousasi.
Wait, for some reason, didn't that happen before? Or was it going to happen? It sounds like it did.
I think it was maybe talked about, but did not happen.
It's an interesting fight.
And then Anthony Rumble Johnson versus Alexander Gustafsson.
I like that one. That will tell the big story.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Who's where.
Yep.
Rumble's going to have a hard time with that reach. I don't know. It's going to be real interesting to see what kind of game plan we have from both sides.
And Gustafsson's going to have trouble with the power. So.
Correct. Yes. So it's gonna be interesting to see when is this? January, February?
Yes. I'll just say yes.
Yes.
It's yes.
Sometime around that.
We are the best at not knowing
year.
Anything. Yes. Thank you very much.
We like to drink ourselves senses every night and do lots of drugs, so the memory doesn't work.
What am I gonna say?
He's not arguing.
What else is going on? Chael Sonnen signed by ESPN.
To do commentary?
Yes, he's hired.
Awesome.
And I saw him. Unfortunately, they paired him up with the segment I saw him on. They paired him up with some guy who knew nothing about MMA. Couldn't even fucking pronounce the guy's names right. Like, oh Jesus
I'm
Christ.
I'm sure that made Chael very happy.
He actually just ignored it and said the names correctly and then had to do 150% of what had to be done.
Good for him. What is he exactly going to be doing?
Just breaking down fights, I think, and doing the MMA, or I don't know if it's just strictly MMA or UFC, but kind of seems like Fox shit the bed and lost him because they thought it was important to fire him, and now ESPN has picked him up. I'm like,
it's a huge, that's a gold signing, right? Because
the one
black eye on ESPN has always been like, they don't have anybody over there who understands martial arts. I mean, some of the commentary that's come out of SportsCenter and stuff I've seen, I mean, the people are just ignorant to the sport.
Yes.
Now they hired probably the best talker in the game who knows martial arts, who's been there, who's fought, who has tons of, like, credibility, and it could be a good thing for them. And a good thing for Chael to have a job, you know, to work.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
I'm always a fan.
Yes.
Although he's crazy. But
I think it's funny that Fox fired him.
It's kind of stupid.
It is. Why would you fire him? That's the dumbest move ever.
It is. It's pretty stupid. What did he really do to consider? I mean, he didn't do anything.
He did drugs.
Big deal.
Oh, my God. You better fire him.
He took.
I bet you 100% of the other broadcasters are on something.
Yeah.
They're all on the sauce.
Of course.
No one gets tested. No. Just because he gets tested,
you think
he gets fired.
Dick does not on the sauce?
They're all. Why do you think they're all super aggro? And
yes.
They're probably on other stuff besides the sauce. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on?
Hey, let's talk sponsors.
Go ahead. You got one? Let's run through them. Here we go.
Go first.
Fast. aclens.com. You get contact lenses, 15% off. Code MMA15. FanDuel.com. They have one-day fantasy sports leagues.
Okay.
100% deposit match with code MMANUTS.
You got to look up. Did you write down the code for Ticketmonster?
No.
Hang on. Go ahead.
You're killing us. You're killing the show, Ingo.
I'm not killing the show.
Killing the show. I'm trying to get them out.
Get them out. Keep going.
So the DEA and the TSA, we can do it later then.
I'll do
launched
it later.
Surprise inspections of NFL teams following some games today. And this included bag searches and questioning of team doctors.
Like marijuana bag searches?
Maybe.
How heavy is this bag?
It's 1 ounce, sir.
Within the limits.
1 ounce.
Okay.
And they said it was based on the suspicion that the NFL teams dispense drugs illegally to keep players on the field.
No.
Yeah.
They would never do that.
Never. The investigation was triggered by a class action lawsuit from 1,300 retired NFL players who allege that NFL medical staffs were providing the players with powerful addictive drugs.
You see this nonsense?
You make it this now.
It's like the longest finger.
I wonder if I shined a laser on the floor and just fucking start chasing it. Like, oh my god, look at that. You. Look at the fucking ball. You want a thing of yarn?
I'm worse than a cat.
Jesus
Christ.
I told
you, I'm unbalanced. I'm not stable. I'm barely maintaining.
You're barely here.
Back to the NFL. Barely. They're searching
bags. Do you
have
a code?
Yes, I do. I have the code. But I'll save it for later.
So, yes. The DEA... Oh, there's the problem, too. Because why is the TSA involved? This has nothing to do with transportation.
Because they travel a lot?
Yes. What'd you say? Do you have legs? Is that your mode of transportation? You walk, so hence they can search you on?
Oh, man.
It got really hot in here.
Seems kind of crazy. But, you know, I think that if there's smoke, there's fire. I'm sure they know something.
Oh,
and they're,
yes.
I mean, I'm sure it's happening. I've always read that when it comes to the NFL, the biggest thing that they abuse in general actually is antibiotics. I think they put these guys on antibiotics constantly because they can't afford to have them sick. Oh, you got a cold, you got sniffles, take these antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys never finish them. And I think that's why like staph and MRSA and all those weird things are always so prevalent around those, you know, guys are getting constant antibiotics all
yes.
the time. And all their drugs and, you know, shots and whatever, and just keep playing.
It's going to be scary to see what comes of this, you know? Like, are all the teams going to get fined, banned, arrested? I don't know where they go with this.
I'm confused. Because why, it's like, it seems like, what do you call that, witch hunt
mm-hmm.
in professional sports right now? You know, if they're not busting these guys for beating up, like, their girlfriends and wives and shit,
right.
which is totally not okay, they're trying, I mean, what is the deal? Why are they after everybody all of a sudden? Why is everybody like...
Well, it's the government, too. Like, why is the government have to get in?
It's their motivation.
The problem. Because they have to bust somebody. They have to look like they're doing something.
They don't have drug kingpins to bust or, you know, I don't know, wars to fight or something? Yay.
They need to do something positive instead of fucking negative. Leave football alone.
Yeah.
The problem is then they're going to start coming into MMA and start doing random drug testing on all the fucking athletes. This is where it all goes. It starts in one sport. It's going to spill over.
So government-regulated performance
random drug
testing by the government.
Yeah, we're going to search your fucking bags. And
sounds like communism.
It does. Police state.
Something.
Police state, Ingo. I'm just saying. It's
speaking of police state, have you been following this Ferguson shit? Like the Missouri stuff? Pretty out there, man. There's people, that's this crazy stuff that's going on over there. Like, supposedly the guy killed the kid, and then now there's, like, videotape of, like, the police officer was in the right, and there's all these rioting and shit, and people are dying, and it just seems like bananas. It's like a police state there as it is, because they're putting people on lockdown, because mm-hmm. there's looting and rioting and all kinds of craziness.
Well, it seems like if they had all this stuff and the police were in the right, why wouldn't they just make everything public right away? Instead of wait X amount of months to
couldn't tell you
publish it.
Couldn't tell you. I'm sure some things have been redacted, as they like to say.
Oh, yep.
Black marker.
Yeah.
Black marker.
Let's just put the is the only word you're going to see on said letter.
So, I don't know. The government's scaring me lately. With all this Ebola shit and everything else going on.
Isn't that kind of funny how that just kind of came and, now you don't hear anything. The word is, they've been told to hush-hush on all the
Ebola
stories about it. Yep.
Why?
They don't want to panic everybody.
I'm not panicking.
Me neither.
No, I'm good.
Where else were we going? I'm lost now. You have a code?
Yes.
What?
I'm sorry. I wanted to make sure I was right because I thought it was just MMA notes, but it's not. Ticketmonster.com, okay? Fuck Ticketmaster.com. Ticketmonster.com is where it's at. If you're out there buying tickets...
All right, just give the code. You're going too long.
Sports-related tickets, use code MMANOUTS5.
All right, great.
The number
five. Save
5%. Great. I know you want to take your significant other, see the Nutcracker or whatever, and, you know.
It's all good. You got the code.
He's like...
Go use it.
Stop fucking advertising.
Just,
are you getting paid?
Get it out.
No.
Get it out and let's move along.
So, Matt, how do you like my arrogant, lucky bastard beer?
I don't know. It's Could it taste as good as my greens?
I don't know. I still think you need to be sponsored by.
By the way, if gluten-free greens, any beer, they're fucking delicious. Buy them. Expensive, but fucking delicious.
Speaking of gluten-free, I was at Target today, and they had gluten-free bread next to the regular bread, right? And I'm standing there looking at this, and I talked to the guy that was filing the bread away, and I said, "Do you think it might be wise to put all the gluten-free stuff in a different aisle away from the gluten?" And he was like, "Yeah, I just work here. I don't know."
You're asking me to think now. I don't do that.
I'm like, do you realize that you're putting stuff that people have food allergies next to things that they're allergic to directly? You have fucking bread touching other bread that says gluten-free, and it's the bags are touching. Now, I'm not saying that there would be gluten transfer, but, I mean, if I was gluten intolerant or, like you, really sensitive to it, I would definitely not buy that bread.
No.
Like, that's touching other bread.
You want to stay as far away from the bread aisle as possible.
No. Doesn't need to have a special section, like the Asian aisle, you know? They have to have a gluten aisle.
That's right.
Gluten-free aisle, I should say. So, anyway.
You can discriminate against me and put all the gluten in one section and all the gluten-free in another.
Yes.
Then I'll feel safe.
This is going to be the show of tangents. Sorry, my brain is all over the place.
It's fine.
A laser pointer wouldn't work.
I'm gonna bring one.
It wouldn't work at this rate. What? You can ask me a direct question and start. Be like, what?
Look at the lights. I need one of those flashy things from Men in Black.
Yeah, make me forget everything.
Everything is awesome.
Oh, yeah. What else you got?
That's all I got. What do you got?
Leonard Garcia, retired.
Probably a good thing, Ingo. Yeah,
he's mid-30s. He's been in a lot of wars. Good time to call it a day.
He's one of those guys where you're going to wonder how is he going to fare in like 10 years because he's like to be in all those wars and the guy who got many a decision he shouldn't have won because they seem to judge him based on output, not based on what landed.
Yes. As long as he's smiling and swinging, he's money.
Holy fuck. This guy's really going for it.
It's the best.
Like Diego Sanchez.
Yes. Hey now.
Martin Kamen. Well, I go for takedowns to get him, or don't get him.
You're still bitter about that Martin Kamen fight, aren't you?
Yes.
He brings that up.
Never leave that one away. It's like you and Chuck Liddell. Like what? Anybody that knocked him out.
Fuck that guy.
See?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Shogun.
Right.
Rashad Evans. Rich Franklin.
Yeah.
The list goes on. Is that three, or is there more? There's nobody else, is there?
Rampage.
Oh, yeah.
That
was a while ago.
Pride. UFC 180, Ingo.
Yes.
I only want to talk about two things in this.
Okay.
Some chick's ear got...
Oh, Jessica Eye.
Whoa.
She wanted to continue. Talk about tough. What the fuck?
Yeah, I think that's the right move to stop that fight.
Oh, for sure.
Because what if the ear completely severs?
That'd be fucked up. A.K.A. James Thompson. Remember him?
That was Kimbo Slice, and that thing was looked like a ball sack. Boing, slapping around. But,
you can't fight with that.
I would pick that ear up like, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me? I'm going to change my name.
That was brutal, dude. It's just like cartilage. Use a picture online.
I'm going to post that.
It's disgusting.
Here it comes. Don't look. Done.
Horrible.
It's all good.
Yeah, she's tough, dude. The chicks are very tough. You know, they, by nature,
well,
have a higher tolerance for pain than men do. So,
hence, they can give birth.
Yes.
Why they need that. Higher tolerance for pain.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a woman deliver a child without drugs? My arm still feels the pain. And my wife,
she's done that?
Twice.
Well, she's one tough. So
like, she didn't want the baby to get any drugs. So she's like, fuck it. I'm going no drugs. I'm like, you are fucking crazy.
Whoa.
Can I take the drugs?
I'll take her drugs.
Whatever she doesn't want, give it to me. And I'll take it rectally, however you want to deliver it. I don't care.
Like epidural. Matt can't move. He's all like, whatever. He's like, sir, can you stand up? I can't do it.
Because when that baby's coming out, she like squeezed my arm so hard. It was like you just took a vice and just started.
I never knew that about
her. What was that movie? Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
Or
I got your
whatever.
Fucking head in the vice.
Yeah. It was like you're just, and his fucking eyes popped out.
Fuck you. Remember that?
That or
disgusting.
The other one. One of the fucking gangster movies. But yes. The grip was unbelievable.
Wow. I didn't understand. I never knew that.
Yes.
That is
that's also why the babies came out like in labor for like less than 3 hours.
Okay. No pain meds.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to be in labor for multiple hours because you can't quite get the pushing that you need. You want that shit out.
I want that out now.
Out.
It's painful.
It's like 3-hour process. Well, in, out, done.
We did the whole cesarean thing. So,
whole different process.
Different procedure.
Yes.
Yes. It's open guts and all that nonsense.
All right, now I'm getting ill.
What's that?
Moving right along. Mark Hunt versus Fabricio
I saw that shit briefly, and I had to sit down.
I'm going to throw up.
Don't do it. So Hunt versus Verdum.
Yes.
What were your thoughts?
So I wish Mark Hunt could have had a full training camp. I wish Mark Hunt didn't have to fight at altitude.
Or have
I wish Mark
problems.
Hunt didn't have to cut 40 pounds. I wish Mark Hunt didn't have personal issues going on. There's a lot of things I would wish.
What's happening with him?
But God damn it, he won that first round.
He did.
My brother called me up today. He saw the fight. He's like, how about that fight? I wanted Mark Hunt to win. He's like, I did too. What the fuck? That guy's the best, man. He's so humble, so nice. He's such a beast when he gets in there. And, man, he fucking knocked Verdum down so many times. Played in Verdum's guard. Did not get submitted. Takedown defense. The crazy thing was they put the stat up that says Mark Hunt, second best takedown defense in the heavyweight division.
Whoa, who's number one?
No idea. I don't know. Probably Brock Lesnar. Because he only had 3 fights. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Is there a minimum number of fights?
I don't know. But they throw all these crazy stats. You got to be best at something. I'm like, you dig into it deep enough, you're going to find something.
Yes.
So, you know, Mark Hunt clearly won the first round. I don't know how many times he knocked Verdun down. 3 times. Played in his guard a little bit. Got some ground and pound in. Second round comes out. You know, he's still having his advantage. Comes in and he kind of was ducking down when he was throwing a shot, and Verdum times a knee while he's trying to throw the clinch, clips him, goes down, keeps riding the punches. Herb Dean gives him every opportunity to recover, and it just didn't work out for him, man. But fuck. I mean, that you want one good round, he got it, you know?
Yeah.
Credit to him for doing it. But
well, I thought I read him saying that the altitude had started getting to him.
Yeah.
Second round.
Yeah.
He wasn't able to. His cardio wasn't where it was at, where it needs to be. So, I think Verdum was down there a while, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think he was down there a couple.
It was like 2 months.
Oh, 2 months? I thought it was a couple weeks. Okay, well.
No, because he was
the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he just stayed.
That nobody saw.
Yeah. I fucking didn't even watch it. Yes. I don't watch any of those.
So he's all used to this shit, and in comes Mark Hunt.
Yes.
Yeah.
With all sorts of issues, so.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Too bad, so sad.
I wanted him to win it, but hey.
Well.
He's only 40.
He is.
He's still fight on. So now it leaves some weird questions because if Kane doesn't come back by March of 2015.
They should fight again.
Did you just say immediate rematch? Yes. I think that's what he goes and said, everybody. I think
not
I heard
at
that.
Altitude this time.
No,
do
I think
Vegas.
We got to go sub. We got to go underwater.
Does that help you?
Sure, why not? It's like being on EPO.
Okay.
Thick as your blood or something.
Great.
Yes. It's all good. So, I'd be up for the immediate rematch. There's no fucking
it's
way.
It's not going to happen.
They want Verdum to win.
Yeah.
The weird thing was, Verdum was like a hero then. He was the favorite.
Because it's Mexico and
yeah, and he's
Brazil.
Speaking so much Spanish. Yeah.
Okay.
He's so fluent in so many fucking
he's a smart
dialects
guy.
And languages. So, yeah, so now we got to see what's going to happen with Kane. Is he going to come back by 2015, March of 2015? If he does not, then Verdum is the official heavyweight champion
you agree with
of
this?
The world. I have no problems with this. I like a clear-cut timeline for these guys. I don't like the Dominic Cruz timeline where you just leave it ambiguous.
I have the belt for 12
three
years.
3 fucking years, and then finally you strip him. I like to tell the guy, listen, you're either going to come back by whatever, a year and a half, I think, is more or less going to be the time frame. And if you don't, your belt's gone. Sorry.
That's fair.
When you come back, you can fight for it.
Yeah, immediate title shot?
Sure.
Fine.
Yep, but I'm good like that. Yeah. Or I think the safer bet would be kind of how Dominic Cruz did it. When he came back, you get a warm-up fight and then get your title fight. That seems to be a better scenario.
Okay.
But we'll see what they do. Mark Hunt. I want to see him fight Overeem again. I know Overeem is scheduled to fight Stefan Struve in a few weeks here. I think December 13th-ish.
Mark Hunt steps in on short notice again.
Oh, God. Well, that was the thing we were talking about before the show. What happens if Mark Hunt does not step on short notice? Who else are they going to put in there to take that fight? Like, God damn, you're going to take it on like all those things we just listed out. Man took it. Did a good job.
He did.
I love that guy. I love that Mark Hunt, man.
I'm sure the UFC loves him, too.
Yes. Everything just went black. I don't like when my computer shuts down. It's scary.
Is it?
Yes.
You feel like your portal to the information has been removed?
Yes. Another orifice.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking the other day. Are you done with the...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I was just thinking the other day how crazy it is that, like, when I was in high school and college, we didn't have all this shit. Like, so, like, if you knew something, you had to really know it. Nowadays, yeah, it's like, you can just bring... You can just... Hang on. You can just, on your phone, fucking look it up, like, in 10 seconds. It's so crazy because I all day long, even at whatever I'm doing, if I don't know how to do something, I can just Google how to do whatever, and someone has made a video or something, and I can follow step by step, you know, how to fix a washing machine or fix a...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. You know, something crazy I would never know how to do before. Someone has put a video online.
Yes. You know how much money I've saved, like, by fixing pretty much everything that is ever broken in my house.
He's like
house,
the king of DIY.
Except for automotive. That's the only thing I haven't really ventured
in. You could do it.
A little bit.
You just, I don't think you feel comfortable, but you could do it.
It's just like,
I don't know how you're deep.
But everything, house rise, electrical, I don't give a fuck if it's in the
electrical
house.
Don't say that on camera. It's totally against the law.
What?
It's illegal.
I'm certified. Everything in my house is totally up to code.
My wife's parents are having their kitchen remodeled. And they just had to spend like an extra $3,000 or $4,000 because the previous owner had done their own DIY electrical. It's all fucking not up to code, and it's like fire risk and all this stuff.
The codes are so bullshit, though, because especially like my basement's a little funky, but you know, like now you're supposed to, like all these boards that are across the way, you're supposed to drill holes through those to run the fucking conduit through.
Why?
Just so that no one was like, say you're going to be in a laundry room and hang something on one of those and... Oops. Like, use that as a clothes hanger type thing.
This would be dangerous?
Yeah. If it pulled all the wire out.
Oh, yeah. The electrical?
Yes. So you're supposed to drill through all the holes and then... my laundry room, it's all semi-attached to the bottom, but that's neither here nor there.
It's all good.
That's how it was when I moved in. That's how it's staying.
Mm-hmm. Totally legal.
So, yes. Now I lost where we were going.
You're going to Astonuts?
Yes. I was going to talk about the Bellator a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You had Manhoef versus Schelling. I'm like, oh, man, I love those kind of knockouts. Schelling.
Yeah, he went down with a crazy look and frozen stiff.
Hit him with the right and didn't even need to hit him with the left. He was just boarded up.
Yep.
Eek. And he took him a while to come back.
Yeah, Manhoef's been knocked out a few times. I'm beginning to wonder if his safety is not a concern at this point.
I mean, he stopped fighting. I think we just ply him with the drugs.
Okay.
NFL style.
Just keep fighting. You know, no brain damage there. None at all.
I'm sure it'll all work out. He's got scary leg kicks, too.
He does. And he's balls. I mean, he doesn't give any shits.
Well, it's funny because the announcers are saying, too, you know, he's overcommits. He'll get the guy hurt and then he'll overcommit and then he gets knocked out and then bink! Just like that. Turns it off. Like, oh, man. And then we had the Tito Ortiz. There were some other fights, but I just want to talk about a couple. Tito Ortiz versus Stephen Bonner. What was your take on that on Fast Forward?
Well, I watched it on Fast Forward, and it was as expected. I don't think those two guys hate each other. It was fabricated, the whole thing. The fight wasn't exciting. It's kind of like, there was no like real anything. Those guys shouldn't be fighting each other. I'm not a big fan. I don't think that... Really, that was a acceptable matchup. Yes, thank you.
What did you think about the new pageantry of Bellator?
I like it. I'm a big fan. It's different. It's exciting. I think you know, they're trying to do different things. I feel like Coker is a man of like trying new things. Look what he did at Strikeforce. He's trying to do the same thing at Bellator. Make it different. Make it exciting. Make it fun. Bring some grandstanding to the thing. You know, make it flavorful.
Yeah, and then they put some. Coker was in the ring afterwards, and he was announcing matchups, and it looked like there's some good fights. I can't even fucking remember who he had matched up. Like Sokaju is out there. Some other guys.
I can't remember.
Oh, Paul Daly. Fuck, I can't remember all these guys. But there was four matchups they had out there that looked pretty exciting.
Tito and King Mo?
No, that was not one of them.
No? Yep. That's the rumor around the campfire.
It could be, but King Mo doesn't seem to get paid that much.
He does not.
Speaking of payments, I wanted to just kind of lay down what everybody made, or at least notable salary. So for this Bellator, what was it, 131, I believe?
Something like that.
Sounds Tito made $300,000.
Yes, Tito.
Stefan Bonner, $100,000.
Nice.
Brooks, $62,000. Chandler, $25,000. Schilling, $25,000. Manhoef, $10,000. King Mo, $10,000. Eight other fighters on the card made $1,500 to $2,000.
Ouch.
Jesus Christ, Viacom. Can we get double digits for everybody? That's fucking pathetic.
Well, given the glory salaries, right, I think Viacom can afford paying fighters a little more.
Given, you would think, or maybe not have the 8,000 screen TVs, 8,000 inch screen. You have like five of them in the background. It probably cost you $1 million. Pay your fighters a little bit more. You got millions
of dollars. No way, Matt.
That's fucking bullshit.
Production value is key.
Yeah. Let's have these guys go out there and fucking make $1,500.
That's nothing. Peanuts.
Yeah. That's gross. Moving right along.
Ass the nuts?
The
ass das nuts.
Michael Tuckfield, why have you guys stopped because I can't fucking speak it. Why have you guys stopped discussing fights? You do a good job of it, and I like your differing points.
Really?
Yes. Okay.
They miss our fight banter.
Yes.
Well,
can we bring it back?
We could bring it back. I think the big thing from where I'm sitting, and I think we've discussed this off camera.
You want to switch seats is what you're trying to say.
Yes. No, I'm just, we both have decided, you know, when we're not into a fight that's happening, we feel like we're doing a disservice by trying to like create false excitement, you know, just because we're on camera. So there hasn't been anything that's really like got me like excited.
Really pumps the nads.
My cock hasn't been like firm. You
it's
know?
Like one quarter hard yes. all the time. Yeah,
exactly. So I'm looking for something that's going to give me the girth. You
yes.
know? And
all about the girth.
You know, I'm predicting the next thing that's going to do that for me is like a Diaz Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
But I'm getting sort of excited about the next card, 181.
Yes, 181.
I'm like in that sort of run.
Lawler, Hendricks, mm-hmm. Melendez, Pettis,
yeah.
Shaw, Brown.
I like it. So we may discuss
we'll
these. We'll try to bring it back. We'll see how it goes. You know.
We're back in.
Okay. He has spoken.
Only if we like it.
Okay.
Eric West. What's with all the hate regarding Bellator? They had a pretty good Saturday with a lot of finishes.
Yeah.
Granted, the Tito Bonner fight shouldn't have ever happened.
Yes.
Yes. It was a pretty good card.
We don't hate Bellator. We just haven't liked what they've been putting out. You know, as a matter of fact, I think about a year ago, I was really into it for a little bit, and then they lost me. Like, they did a couple good things and then just went downhill. I feel like their production value was lacking, and now it mm-hmm. seems like it's coming back, and they're trying to get these big fights going, and, you know.
Yeah, we'll and with Coker there, and they're going to go to, like, a, I think a card a month,
I like
and
it.
They need to not do it. I think a Friday night would serve them better than a Saturday. I don't think yeah. you should compete against the UFC.
No.
I'd rather have it a separate night because it's a little. Actually, this weekend we had three fucking cards on the same night. So you had Bellator, UFC, and World Series of Fighting. Fuck off! Okay, you know my brain
was
doesn't
boxing
want all
on too.
Of that.
There's like too much wow. combat sports.
Yeah, it's just too much. I wouldn't mind. I like a little Friday night. You know,
Friday
fights.
Night fights.
Yes,
like the old days.
Yes. Nick Romano Ramolson. Many sports have problems with drugs, but not soccer, even though there's tons of money in the sport. Why do you think that is?
Do they test in soccer?
I don't think
they do.
I don't follow soccer.
If those guys are on anything, I'd say they'd be on some EPO.
EPO?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know that they're not. I mean,
he's
some of
going
these...
the distance.
Yeah, exactly. Some of these guys, I mean, Jesus Christ, the running around they do. I'd question, you know, cardio, but... You know, the sick thing about soccer is, and I never realized this until recently, I mean, I'm a huge fan of the European. I watch a lot of European soccer and the Premier League too, but some of the guys that are playing now in the, like, for the German team or whatever, They were brought in at like 10 years old. They were signed to a contract, and in their like youth league to be brought up. Like, this is serious business. I don't think any other sport in the U.S. does that. I mean, sure, you guys got guys playing college and whatever, but no one signs a contract.
Where you're starting to look at them, but I don't think they're going, unless you're some crazy freak in junior high.
Literally a contract at like 10 or 11 years old. That's nuts. And you know, I don't know. I would say that maybe the guys are doing drugs, but.
If any sport, they're all doing drugs, period.
Yeah, I mean, there's a livelihood involved. So, I mean, soccer does have shit tons of money. I mean, it's insane what some of these guys make. I think their top athletes are some of the highest paid athletes in
really?
The world. Oh, wow. Sure. The guys are getting paid $80 million a year and shit. Yeah, dude. Crazy money,
that's
man.
Blasphemy.
It's crazy
that's
money.
Blasphemy. Yeah. Just pay me an Apple stock.
Yeah, sure. Even now?
Sure, it's still going up.
Are you
going
to get an iWatch?
No. I think that's iGay.
iGay.
Oh, sorry. Dead. No slam on Tim Cook there, all right?
Okay.
Even though Russia, like, destroyed a monument or something that they had.
Because he was gay?
Yes, because he came out as gay.
Oh, whatever. Like, you didn't know he was gay.
Everybody knew. Who gives a
it's
shit?
Not like,
the sad thing is, why is that even a fucking
story?
It doesn't matter.
Let him suck dick. I don't care.
Two. Don't settle
ten
for
dicks.
One. Exactly.
You're
going
to be sucking
You're
ten
suck
dicks.
A dick, suck 100.
Just keep making good Apple products.
Right.
I don't care. I'll still go to lunch with you. You want to go to lunch? Just don't suck my dick. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. It doesn't matter. Hand job.
If I have enough,
okay.
You know, if I have
hand
enough
job's
drinks,
not gay.
I might be all right.
It's all good.
You know, but the point is, who cares?
It's right. Who cares? John J. Bob. Best card, UFC or Bellator?
This weekend?
Yes.
Ooh. UFC, probably.
I'd say neither, but probably Bellator.
I didn't really watch completely either one, so I can't.
It's more of a pick and choose kind of deal.
Yeah.
If you could piece, you could actually make a fucking awesome card if you piece together this, that, and the other. Rodrigo Machado, I'm turning heel on you guys.
Oh, no.
You son of a bitch.
Fuck you,
he
Rodrigo.
He says, I honestly believe the last pay-per-view was the proof that Mark Hunt was an overhyped fighter.
Here we go.
Who just got hockey.
Of course,
you're
he's Brazilian.
Fucking
right?
Blasphemy.
I knew it.
You are.
Here it comes.
But guess what? His luck run out when he faced the Brazilian monster, yes. Redoom. Go Brazil.
Dude, your guy already won. You don't need to rub it in.
How many Brazilian champions are there now, Ingo?
One.
Yeah. What's
Aldo,
happening?
Aldo?
USA. USA. That goes out specifically to Chris
so
Weidman.
We have Jones
who
and Hendricks.
No nationality.
Anthony
USA.
Pettis, right? These are all U.S. guys.
Demetrius Johnson.
U.S. guy. Most of the Americans.
Ronda Rousey.
American.
All American.
Cain Velasquez is Mexican.
He's American.
Yeah. He's Mexican.
He's like 90% American.
Okay, 10%
he
Mexican.
He barely even speaks Spanish.
But he has a thing on his glove, like he's Mexican. He's got
he has brown pride.
Brown pride.
You can't have white pride. You can have brown pride, but no
so
white pride.
So fucked up.
Whatever.
It's all good.
I'm not proud. Justin, Dr. Brown Carter, who would look stranger if they changed their facial hair? Matt with no beard or Ingo with a full-on Travis Brown beard?
I think I would look crazy.
So you should go for it.
You've been on the show with no beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I take it down.
I can't do that because, you know what, I could try. It would take me a while. And in the interim, it would look crazy, and I think that's a problem for me.
Yeah, you'd be like, you're like those hockey players. Like when you're in the playoffs and you see some of the guys, like, oh. That guy shouldn't do that. But they
me.
All do it.
That's me.
Maybe you should
so
do it.
I look like a I look time. Like a bum. I need that 1 month period of like people can't see me where it starts to get full. I don't have the luxury of that. So if I do that, I will start looking.
You need
like
to go on a 1 month hiatus.
It is Movember, right?
Movember.
Movember, that too.
Pound sign.
Hashtag.
November. We have this decision. It's a fucking pound sign.
That's how we know we're old, Matt.
Fuse.
Arguing
fuse
about hashtags and pound signs.
It's a fucking pound sign.
It's context, Matt. It's all in context.
It is. Justin, Dr. Ron Carter.
Are you wearing contacts?
No. Where do you guys think Michael Chandler goes from here, considering this was his third loss in a row?
Dude, he got his bell rung.
Cut.
I'm still not clear exactly what the fuck happened in that fight.
Oh, no. I think he couldn't see. Didn't he, like, tapped out something?
He's like, whoa, time out for a minute.
And while he's like, standing, what? He got punched really fucking hard, didn't
yes.
he? Got hit hard, and waves it off.
I'm confused.
And then fucking shut up.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Retire.
It's hard to say retire. It's probably the best move. And he says, on a side note, I used shoving a Tabasco bottle up someone's ass as a threat for the first time this weekend.
Nice.
Cap off, Ingo. Cap off.
The best
good
way.
For you. I like that. That's a good way to threaten people.
Okay.
And then we're going to close this out, Ingo. You're not going to believe it. Brandon Weinstein.
What?
Back in the motherfucking house.
Where you been, man?
I don't know. He says, on a scale from 1 to BBC,
here we go.
How badly did you want to put your dick in Leslie Smith ear hole tear? And you son of a bitch.
I knew it's
funny because I was actually thinking that before I even read that. When I saw that hole, I'm like, God damn, I always used to joke around about like wanting to drill another hole in someone and then fuck it. There it is. I would have fucked that like 10 BBCs.
Wow.
I stuck it right in there and shredded
that
fucker.
Is quite twisted. I couldn't do it.
An orifice.
Too much blood.
Try it. That's lubrication, Ingo.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to go deeper on this. I'm just saying, sometimes blood can be a lubricant.
Do you like my cock in your ear?
Sometimes blood tastes salty.
Okay. You could.
Let's just stop before my head. I'm not even ahead.
It's going to explode. Brandon Weinstein.
Back from the dead. Love it. I feel like we should give out prizes.
Maybe.
We give out a prize? Yeah. What question do you like?
It's hard to top that last one.
You wanna...
it's hard to top that one.
Brandon Weinstein, you get a prize from the closet.
Yeah.
How's that?
Or
what else?
Six pack of beer, something.
I don't know, Rodrigo, you're fucking going heel on us.
Mm. Yeah, that heel one was good too.
I think Brandon.
Okay.
Brandon, fucking DM us your fucking address again. You're getting something from the prize closet. You're back.
Yeah.
Back. We missed
a pair of Matt's underpants.
Yes.
Deeply soiled.
Yes, of course. I did not shat those.
Perfect.
It's all good. You have any knowledge for this week?
Knowledge?
Yes.
I'm trying to think. I had some earlier and it's escaped my brain at this moment. Something about something. But
something about something. That's usually something.
Yeah.
You told me about the Dumb and Dumber. About what they made the
yeah,
first
but I fucked
around.
That story all up because I think I was inebriated when I read that article initially. And I missed that whole first paragraph about he's actually doing the second movie.
Right, but the first movie, how much did each guy make?
Okay, so Jeff Daniels only made $50,000 on Dumb and Dumber 1.
Yes.
Right? But Jim Carrey made like $7 million because apparently what happened is they didn't want to pay either guy much money.
Right.
But at the same time that they were negotiating for Dumb and Dumber, Jim Carrey had released Ace Ventura, and it was just riding up the charts, you know, and just being number one for like week after week after week. And it was like, all right, we'll pay you $300,000. He's like, no. And then a week later, they're like, well, okay, we'll pay. He's like, I want $400,000. I was like, all right, we'll pay you $400,000. He's like, no, I want $500,000 now because my movie's still getting bigger and bigger. And they just kept going more and more crazy. And somehow they got to $7 million. I'm still not sure how that would happen. But Jeff Daniels has got to be sitting around going, what the fuck? I made $50,000 to make one of the best comedy movies probably in the history of comedy movies. I mean, I don't recall ever laughing that hard. That movie was ridiculous.
And then what's he making now? They said he's making $150,000. Like Jeff Daniels is on, what's the show on Showtime?
Newsroom.
He's making $150,000 an episode now.
That show is in its last season. I love it. They just started it back up last week. I can't wait to go home and watch it. I don't know if it's your kind of show, though. It's a lot of talking.
Yeah, I try to.
It's a lot of talking. It's Aaron Sorkin. You know, he's the man. There's a lot of dialogue. It's fast-paced. It's kind of like, it's real interesting to me. It's crazy. Are you going to watch Dumb and Dumber 2 with with 1-0, not 2? Not even for like 5 minutes?
If it comes on to like a
Prime
premium channel or Prime,
you might be in.
Take a little something, something. I ain't gonna pay money to see that shit.
Yeah.
Nope. Not even Redbox. Not even a fucking $1.50.
Ouch. Brutal.
What I watched the other night, I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Oh, yes. With the goldfish in his face.
Yes. I forgot all the people. You had like Isaac Hayes, Jim Brown, and fuck, who else is a young Chris Rock.
That was a
talking
shit.
About he wanted to get a rib. How much for just one rib? 50 cents? Like, how much for a pop and whatever he's doing? Fuck a cup, pour it in my hand for a dime. You got change for 100? Like, get the fuck out of here.
That was a great movie. Good. It was.
You gotta go old school sometimes. That's real old school.
Yes, it is.
Holy shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith.
See you next time.
Thanks for playing.